This is VOA News. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. Former President Donald Trump is blasting the history-making federal indictment against him as ridiculous and baseless in his first public appearance as the charges were unsealed. Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Speaking Saturday to the Georgia Republican Convention, the frontrunner for the 2024 GOP nomination for president tried to frame the 37 criminal charges he's facing as an attack not just on him, but his supporters.
In the end, they're not coming after me. They're coming after you, and I'm just standing in their way. Here I am. I'm standing in their way, and I always will be.
In the indictment unsealed Friday, Trump is accused of willfully defying Justice Department demands to return classified documents, enlisting aides in his efforts to hide the records, and telling his lawyers he wanted to defy a subpoena.
The ridiculous and baseless indictment of me by the Biden administration's weaponized Department of Injustice will go down as among the most horrific abuses of power.
I'm Julie Walker.
Reuters correspondent Emma Jaley says Trump faces a formidable task defending himself against the charges he faces.
The 37 counts against him were unsealed in Florida federal court on Friday and include violations of the Espionage Act, obstruction of justice conspiracy, and false statements. National security law experts are struck by the breadth of evidence in the indictment. They say it makes a strong case for prosecutors' allegation that Trump illegally took the documents and then tried to cover it up. Trump's lawyers did not immediately respond to Reuters' requests for comment. In theory, Trump could serve decades in prison if convicted. But analysts say a federal judge has great leeway and could impose a much lighter sentence, especially in the context of a plea deal. Here's former federal prosecutor Jennifer Beadle.
We're in the high 90% of all federal cases end in pleas. It's something like 2 or 3% result in a trial.
This is VOA News.
Russia is a terrorist state. Russia is a
standing in Berlin's Schlachtensee. Standing in Berlin's Lake Schlachtensee, a group of demonstrators denounced Russia's destruction of Ukraine's Kakhovka Dam on June 6th, which flooded dozens of villages and forced thousands to evacuate their homes across Ukraine's southern Kherson region. Ukraine and Russia have traded blame for the dam being ripped open. The protests were organized by an association of young Ukrainians in Germany who feel the international community has not done enough in response to the humanitarian and ecological tragedy created by the destruction of the dam. Ukrainian protester Mila Moskalenko said she was there to urge the world to help end the conflict. She said the destruction of the dam affected her directly.
Right now, my mom's home is completely underwater. So basically, all my mom's stuff and my childhood things are underwater with all my neighbors. Yeah, so I don't have my past anymore.
At a pride celebration held on the White House South Lawn, President Biden welcomed the LGBTQ company to the nation's capital Saturday. Associated Press correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
There was music and balloons, and President Biden opened the event with praise for those in the LGBTQ community.
Extraordinary courage and contribution of the LGBTQ community to celebrate their legacy and their progress.
He told a story about when he was a boy and saw two men kissing on a Delaware street and his father telling him,
they love each other. It's simple.
Biden issued a special message to transgender children being targeted in some states.
You are loved. You are heard. You are understood. And you belong.
He says his administration has implemented anti-discrimination policies. I'm Jackie Quinn.
As Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky announced the long-awaited counteroffensive against Russian troops in Ukraine, Ukraine's general staff Saturday reported heavy fighting is taking place in eastern Ukraine. In a report, the general staff said fighting around Bakhmut and Mariinka, where Ukrainian forces reportedly have repelled Russian advances. The Russian forces, the report said, continue to suffer heavy losses, which they are trying to conceal. In the same update, the general staff reported Russian forces carried out 66 airstrikes and launched 39 attacks from rocket systems. The report said, unfortunately, there are dead and wounded among the civilian population. Private houses and other civil and administrative infrastructure have been destroyed and damaged. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.